With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is wounded and likely disfigured. Speaking to reporters today at the Pentagon, Hegseth answered questions about an expanding timeline for the war.
Mission creep, or expansive missions, or prolonged timelines, or democracy building, or nation building, you name it, has not been part of what President Trump wants us to be involved in. We're solving for something here, this particular mission set.
A big downgrade to the U.S. economy in the fourth quarter of last year. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
A surprisingly sluggish economic end to 2025. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy, which was hobbled by last fall's 43-day government shutdown, grew at an annual rate of 0.7% in the fourth quarter. That's half the original estimate. Economists had expected the revision to go the other way and show stronger fourth quarter growth. Federal government spending and investment, which were clobbered by the shutdown, plunged by nearly 17%, knocking more than a percentage point off fourth quarter growth. Mike Hempen, Washington.
In a bid to stabilize global energy markets during the war, the administration has announced a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions. With a heat wave engulfing the West Coast, some tips on how to beat the heat from Larry Marino.
Today is expected to be the hottest day of the week, and it could break records.
Well, heat can do a lot more than make you sweat. It can make you sick, and in serious cases, even die.
That's Dr. Christopher Dahl, Deputy Health Officer for the County of Riverside Public Health Department.
Extreme heat can be dangerous for everyone, but pay special attention to older adults, young kids, pregnant women, people with heart disease, and individuals who have other chronic medical conditions.
He says it's a great idea to check in on your elderly neighbors to make sure they are staying cool during heat waves. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
This is SRN News. The University of Oregon will now dispense abortion pills.
The notoriously liberal school says it will make abortifacient drugs available to students beginning with the fall term. Portland State University is already doing so, making the University of Oregon the second in the state to hand out abortion pills on campus. Big schools in several other states are doing so too, in some cases providing the volatile drugs in vending machines. Most abortions in the U.S. are now carried out via pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Iowa law bans local non-discrimination protections on the basis of so-called gender identity. The measure prevents cities and counties from having civil rights protections that go beyond the categories identified in state law. Sponsors of the bill pointed out that non-discrimination protections for transgender people cannot coexist with other recently enacted laws, including ones that bar males from playing on female sports teams and keep men out of women's restrooms. This is SRN News. Here's Greg Clugston now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. economic growth wasn't as robust at the end of last year as first thought. The Commerce Department has revised downward the fourth quarter GDP to a sluggish 0.7%. That's half the growth of the initial estimate and down sharply from strong economic performances in last year's second and third quarters. The government also reported this morning that January's core inflation was 3.1%. Iran's new Ayatollah supports the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which is choking off at least 20% of the world's oil supply. Oil prices are back above $100 a barrel, raising fears of a global economic crisis. Treasury Secretary Bessent will meet China's vice premier in Paris for trade talks this weekend, setting the stage for President Trump's upcoming visit to Beijing. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.